Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever,
Chris,
buyer's agent.
Beautiful,
great to
sexy,
see you.
Sexy, always smiling.
Make me blush.
Yeah, that's literally what we're about here. Positivity.
Mate, good to see you, mate. Good to see it's you. Welcome back. Welcome you. Back.
Thank you.
Interesting episode this week. We're really at the cold face of the election. When this episode drops, election will be voting will occur tomorrow.
Yep.
And obviously it takes a few days, usually an announcement that night, but it takes a few days or a week or so for the official numbers to come through.
It's really funny. I'm going to hear for the whole Saturday my dad talking about why isn't that we don't use computers to record the votes and all that.
Yeah, right. So I thought you'd hear about it from everyone coming to your inspections. Your question would be, have you had your, what's it called, sausage? What's it, democracy sausage yet?
Democracy.
Have you actually voted yet?
No.
Good question.
I'll vote on Saturday.
I did today.
You did?
Well, done, dusted. Can't change it.
Well, apparently I learned, fun fact, there's a reason why they actually don't put it on computers, because it's so you can't go back to someone and be like, prove that you've voted for this party, something to do.
Yeah, but it's also weird. Even when I went into that, it's like the first question is, have you already voted in this election? Obviously, just normal, that's standard question I have to ask. I said no. But I'm also there going, surely they would have a computer to be like, Christopher Clark has been informed. Anyway, so election, what does it mean? What are we, from a property standpoint, ask you, what's been happening the last 2 or 3 weeks, and what do you see happening in the next couple of weeks? Really specific about the timing here.
Well, to be specific, the last 3 months, if you look at some news articles, they would suggest that the property market's going up and... Yeah. But as we've discussed, that often that's based on settlements from people that have bought previously.
Yeah, quite often data, say for the month of April, is actually data from the month of February, but just gets recorded in April. So there's a lag effect.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, prices have been going up overall.
Noticeably in our area, where actually a few properties, houses have come to the market.
In the last 3 months or more
specifically? No. We had four properties in the Chatswood area specifically come onto the market. This would be on Thursday.
So four houses, you're saying?
Yep.
And last 2 or 3 weeks, how many houses have come on the market in that same area?
You probably noticed maybe no more than, I don't think there would have been four each Thursday come onto the market. Like it was.
So there's four this week and there's been four every other week?
No. But as in, sorry, no more than two or three. Like, it's been very clustered. Sometimes there might just be one house coming to the market. There might have been two. But to have four, like, hit the market.
A bit stronger.
On the one day, that's okay. Been a noticeable change that I've noticed.
And then what do you predict on the crystal ball, not longer term, but the next week or two? What do you see from your lead, your discussion with sellers and buyers? What do you anticipate to happen in the next 2 weeks?
I think activity will actually stay strong. Get stronger.
Okay. Get stronger, he says with a cheeky grin.
What about yourself?
Look, it's obviously interesting from a buyer, because it's most of my discussions, I don't really have discussions with sellers at all, whereas you're fortunate if you have discussion with sellers when you're selling the property or trying to sell, and then you have discussion with buyers when they're turning up.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say to Ant.
Go on, please.
The discussions we're having with sellers, it's nothing about the elections really coming up.
Yeah, and look, I haven't really had it either from that standpoint, but I have had four buyers briefs at the moment, and I'd say all four apart from one are quite cooled off in terms of their real thrust and let's go forward and make this happen. And you could talk about tariffs, you could talk about election, you could talk about Easter and Anzac Day, and I'm sure those things all combined. What I have seen, and that's been the existing clients, and then potential pipeline of clients haven't seen much. Until this week. This week I've had three new potential clients reach out for consultations, and the 3 weeks prior I've had zero of those. So I go from zero for 3 weeks to three in 1 week, which I'm then anticipating next week, the week after, things to pick up. And I think that won't just be my portfolio. I think that'll be a lot of buyers in the market who, weirdly, we spoke about it on a previous episode, like the election doesn't really do much work. Well, I'm anticipating a Labor-led government to come in. I'd be very surprised.
That's your hot take?
I'd be surprised if it's going to change.
Interesting.
You think it's going to change?
No, I don't think it'll change.
No, exactly. But you'd say it could change some of the...
It will be interesting to see. So last election, I think, was a big swing away from, I think, Liberals lost quite a few seats to Independents or the Teals.
Yep.
And it'll be interesting to see now a year on the people that have...
3 years on.
The change of, like, did people resonate with the change? Did they feel the independents were able to make a difference?
Provide that voice they were looking for.
Also, you know, compared to, obviously, there was big talk when the US election was going on. Now, the thing, difference probably about the Australian scene to the American scene is that the American scene, even though only half, just under half the population sort of vote, I'm going off 350 and
whatever it is, they're not, it's not legislation, everyone has to vote, not mandatory.
But it is a very passionate topic, it's really hotly debated, whereas in Australia it's kind of like for most of the population, so it's election time.
It is interesting, and I've noticed it, maybe just the maturity of social media coming through, that there is definitely more, I think, influences or engagement and platforms where people are talking about who they're voting for. And I think that's an American thing, where Americans are very like, I'm red, you're blue, we can't work together. And that's not, I don't think that's a great way of living in a democracy. But I think some of it's creeped into here. And there's, I think when I grew up, you didn't know who you voted for. I wouldn't say who I voted for, where there is becoming a bit more like, oh, I'm happy to stand up and not only tick a parchment in a closed door, but I'm actually happy to say, have that discussion, which may not be a bad thing, but then also can be used as a weapon to push people in, say, you're wrong and I'm right.
Yeah, and I think just on your topic, a little bit off the housing thing, but I'm also all for, I love the openness of actually people discussing, but I think what people also need to understand is, I notice we're getting a lot more, I won't be friends with you, or people won't associate with people because of
that.
And it's funny, I'm meeting up with someone very shortly who is a client of ours, they bought for us, and we probably sit opposite, not drastically opposite sides of the spectrum,
but opposite courts.
But it'll be great because we'll talk, and then we might discuss a bit of politics. He sort of says what he thoughts, I sort of say my thoughts, and we're not trying to persuade the other person, kind of listening, because it's like, be a bit open, like, have I missed something here? But
yeah, true.
Then it's like, cool, and we just get on. And I think if people had a bit more...
That's kind of back to my thing. I think that's a good, mature way of doing it, but I do think some people are more, not only are happy to say who they're voting for, but almost put it like, and, you know, why aren't you? Whereas you're saying that's a nice, mature way of having a conversation around it. But circling back to property, so yeah, I anticipate, you know, I actually think last month my take in the ground has been, market's been quite flat. Nothing's really, price hasn't jumped. I'd be surprised if we're in a month's time when we do our market review for the month of June that I'm then not talking about it. It's been bullish. Prices are definitely pushing forward.
Yep. Took me a hot second to mean, like, when we do the next month, I was like, we're going to be doing the market for May.
Yeah, I guess we kind of are May review.
But I understand what you mean. In June,
we'll be doing it. So, yes. All right. Anything else? Hot takes.
I think if you're looking at buying, get into the market. Get out there, keep searching, don't stop the election, don't let the election stop you. And if you're a seller, sell.
If you're a seller, sell.
The election's not going to affect you.
Right, so three quick cues, or a bit of fun towards the end of the episode. I like the one we did previously, where we did, like, who would you want to have a beer with?
Ooh.
And come up with some new ones in,
new
in,
ones.
In that field. So, got to pick one or the other. These are sort of, you know, people are playing at home, you'll know these well. So come up with who you choose, and then see if Kurt does the same. I have to have a beer with one of these two, only one of them. Daily Cherry Evans or Billy Slater?
Shocking clubs, mate. I'd probably go Billy Slater.
Any reasons to why you would just slightly favour him?
He terrorised me during Origin. my formative years from year 2 to year 11. I think he's been a much more successful player. I'm sure they're both great blokes, but if I had to choose one, it's just something about Billy Slater, the way he was on the footy field, lightning. Like, you know, I remember one time he scored a try and five Tigers are trying to tackle him over the sideline. He's still got the ball down. It's like,
freak. Okay, nice one. Okay, next one.
Billy Slater, Instagram us, reach out.
Reach out, tag. Let's catch up. I've actually met and caught up with Daly Cherry Evans in a different world. Mary Fowler or Sam Kerr?
Mary Fowler.
You're right. Okay, nice. And key one here. Homer.
Look, for anyone that's watched a previous episode, there's nothing against Sam Kerr.
Yeah, she has come out twice now. and not being picked once.
Immediately, it was Tim Cahill versus Sam Kerr. I was like, Tim Kerr.
I did look back. It was actually close.
And now going like for like, I like something about Mary Fowler and her being in a centre attacking midfield, and there's something like a workhorse and someone that has that. She has a bit more consistent magic, I feel, throughout the game, and that's someone I'd like, yeah, want to... I think there's some good stories there.
Yeah, no, good. Okay, last one. There's definitely a hypothetical. Homer Simpson or Peter Griffin?
Oh, you got to go Homer.
Really? Old school. Nice. Well,
the thing I love about Homer is like, no matter how many mistakes that bloke makes, he just always keeps getting up every day and just going to work and looking after his family.
No, mate, fair enough.
Hitting the deep things here.
We are, we are. Do you know what's fun? Funny? Is I would have picked the opposite out of everything there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Homework. Who's on, me or you?
You.
Okay, go for me. I think the simplest thing we can all ask for is it's election. You got to vote. Vote with your fingers. Get on there. Share this episode, whether you're watching Spotify, YouTube, one of our shorts. Share it to someone in your network who's looking to buy or sell a property in Sydney.
Perfect. Enjoy.
Thanks for dropping by.